They are fast. They come in, as you said correctly, and if you do the math, that's about 155,000 miles an hour. They do light up the sky. And the nice thing is that with the weather forecast, we got a good shot at seeing them tonight after midnight towards dawn. And we've got a story up on the web, but the whole point is to be comfortable in watching the Leonid shower. We should see about 10 to 15 an hour.
Oh, wow. Okay. So this sounds like exceptional viewing. Do we need some timing or planning involved, or we can just kind of walk outside and enjoy?
Yeah, you can definitely. That's the beautiful thing about a meteor shower. Needs no equipment, needs no knowledge. You just have to be comfortable. So a chaise lounge or a sleeping bag, be warm. And you just look up at the sky, kind of towards the east, starting at midnight. And if you've got a good dark sky sight, I mean, you can't really be downtown, although Leonids probably could, a bright one, make it through the lights. You want to be out in the suburbs, backyard, someplace, kick back, chaise lounge, chair, look up, and just let the sky do its thing.
Okay, and this feels like magic when you look up, better than fireworks, but can you share with our listeners, a lot of us might not really understand how this magic comes together. Explain a meteor shower and this particular one.
We have about 12 times a year when our planet in its orbit around the sun's passes through a debris cloud left behind comets. And we've been seeing a lot about comets lately, but this particular comet has been known to do this since 902 AD, and it's Temple-Tuttle, and it is very regular. So we're going to pass through the debris stream left from all the stuff coming off of this comet tonight. And what we're seeing in these little bits of fluff hitting the atmosphere at 155,000 miles an hour to make beautiful, long, bright tails, or, the incoming meteor. And it's essentially lighting up the atmosphere due to the friction coming in, and that's how we see them.
Awesome. Now, if we miss tonight, is this it, or do we have a few other days where we can skywatch?
The peak is predicted for tomorrow at about 1 o'clock our time, but tomorrow night might be a good repeat. It's not a bad thing to look on a second night when you've got the peak that comes in the middle of the day. So I've got two cameras going to be set up. I'm going to be out there, and if I get anything, we'll share it with WTOP. And check out that link on our website.